From a watch to the home salt, from an air conditioner to the airlines, there's a Tata in everything, as that's what the legacy of this name is to each and every countryman. In this Story Bank episode, we bring to you the story of the city Jamshedpur, shared with us by our patron of City Book Leaders, a noted author, an IAS officer, and a former telco employee.
Hello everyone, this is Jyotika from the desk of City Book Leaders Story Bank. Well, talking of cities, almost all of you have heard of Jamshedpur, the city which is in Jharkhand, the home of Tata Steel. Many of you would be able to make out that the city was named after Jamshedji Tata, the founder of Tata Group. But when and how was the city established? Also, it's interesting to know by whom and why was it named after Jamshedji Tata. So today, where Jamshedpur stands, barely 125 years ago, was wilderness with only a small village called Sakchi. People who have lived in or visited Jamshedpur would know that even today, there is a locality called Sakchi. The Tatas, after years of painstaking survey, chose this place as the site of their iron and steel plant because of many reasons. The iron mines nearby, the coal mines, port at Calcutta, railways, and water from the two rivers, Swarnarekha and Kharkhai. Though Jamshedji died, it was his son Sardorabji Tata and others, aided by American professionals, who actually built up the steel plant and the city from scratch within a decade. It was very fortunate for the British Empire too, as during the First World War, which happened soon, this same Tata iron and steel plant was the sole supplier of steel for the British Army east of Suez. And without its crucial supplies, it couldn't have probably sustained the battles in Mesopotamia, East Africa, and in Turkey. So, after the First World War, the then Viceroy of India, Lord Chelmsford, specially visited the place. And it was during this visit, as a sign of their gratitude and homage, the Viceroy announced the naming of the city after Jamshedji Tata as Jamshedpur, and of the railway station that used to be called Kalimati till then as Tata Nagar. The stories of those early days of Jamshedpur and Tata Steel are most vividly captured in the book A Steel Man in India by John L. Keenan. Yes, the same Keenan, the then general manager of Tata Steel, an American, after whom the Keenan Stadium in Jamshedpur is named. So now, dear friends, next time you visit Jamshedpur, I'm sure you would say you know how the city, its railway station and its stadium got their names.
Help us create more of such stories of cities that are featured in books. Share with us at read@citybookleaders.com.